Whānau kei te huri anua hau ki te tahi o ngā tohuna hānau iana ki te waiū pēpē ana ku tēnei he wahine tonu. Mōnei ki wēni āhutana. Ana tuihi kāre. Kia ora.
Mōrena.
Ana, kōrero mai.
Oh, so we've just come in today just to have a bit of a kōrero about our big Latch On event coming up on the 4th of August. And just to promote that out to our mamas who are breastfeeding, just to come along and, hang out with some other mamas and, support, promote, protect he whānau.
Yeah, all right. Now, Hate, of course, is you his experience as a father. And you, of course, you're a mother of 100 kids.
yeah, 103.
There you go. So give us an idea on what our people will be looking at in terms of assisting our young mothers.
So, like, when you have your pēpē and it's quite hard to get used to breastfeeding. Like, you've just had labour and everything like that. So, the support from your partner, your whānau, to help you to breastfeed and even just to prepare yourself for breastfeeding, it's really important so that you have the ability to carry on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I spoke to Hati earlier on and we were talking about one of my kids feeding her child on left hip. And what's the other word?
The breast.
Breast, funny, breast it is. I'm used to tits. and feeding her nephew on the right-hand side
Maisie
of
calls
her breast.
Maisie calls his titties.
There you go.
Titty.
So breast.
Yeah.
Funny enough, that was yesterday, Sunday. But on Saturday, she had to go to Tauranga with her sister-in-law, soon-to-be sister-in-law, Amanda, and they were going for fitting. And we had the baby with us. No, it was fine, so the baby had to go in the bottle and get fed with a bit of kai that we could find when we come into Whakatāne here. We live in Kawara. And, of course, by the time my child got back, she was saying she was leaking from her breast.
Oh, yes.
So she didn't muck around, just grabbed the baby, shoved her on, and
relief.
And then empty some of it out. So as a person with that, it gets puffed up quite a bit and a bit of pain was involved in it?
Yep, so your body adjusts to how much your baby takes off you, and like when baby starts sleeping through the night, you'll wake up in the morning and you'll be like, oh my lord. So you're like waking baby up to just release their pressure and their pain that you experience. But it's not just that, it's also just taking care of your body and just so that you address all those issues so that when you do have problems, then you have the ability to deal to those problems so that so it just supports the longevity of
just to adjust
of breastfeeding,
adapt, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Really for them. Now, interestingly, what time does these sessions start for the big Latch On?
They start at 10 o'clock and with the Latch On at 10:30.
10:30. Now, the child is going to, or children going to be hungry at that time?
That would be good.
You would want your children to participate,
yes,
and be hungry and suckling.
Yes,
at 10:30. That would be a good idea, wouldn't it?
That would be good.
Yeah.
And if they can't make it down, they can always just do a selfie and post it up on, what's the link, Hatia? Hashtag ukaipō, is it? Or hashtag big Latch On, actually, I think it might be.
Now, how long has this been going, the Big Latch On?
The Big Latch On has been going in New Zealand since 2005, and it was kicked off by the Women's Health Action Group. So it's been going for like 12 years now. You'd think, there'd be people out there that would be kind of used to it, but there's a lot of people that, that kind of frown upon it and they don't see it as feeding. They see it as something else.
Yeah, they got wicked brains, those people. I mean, it's all about bringing public awareness again, really.
Yes.
I mean, Jesus. I mean, we walked all over the place with young people, and kids were hanging off their mother's breast every every place in the country here, especially here.
Yeah.
But nowadays, it seems to be a no-no.
Yeah, well, there have been instances, like in the recent past, where women have been, hassled about breastfeeding. We've got places now, like the warehouse, that is, they're breastfeeding accredited, so they're a friendly breastfeeding place. And we're working on other organisations throughout the Eastern Bay to get their businesses accredited as well.
Yeah, well, anything to add to what Hartia has spoken about? You've got two places here in Whakatane and then the other one in Opotiki. We're back in Opotiki?
We're at Opotiki Ocean Seafoods. So, come on down if you're not doing anything next Friday.
Yeah.
We'd love to see you.
Now, are you going to be supplying a cup of tea or drinks or something like that? And a bit of paramanawa, a bit of a kai?
Yeah.
Something small. Where does the funding come for that?
We're not actually funded, but I think the PHA this year has... They've allocated some funds for this year's event.
So who's on board with this one here? Te Puna Oro Mā Tātua?
Ai, Te Puna Oro Mā Tātua, Toi Te Ora, the PHA, Tamariki Ora, Plunkett,
so DHB, pretty much all the children,
all the services.
Groups.
Services.
Anything else from your point of view that we should know?
Just come on down, mamas.
Yeah, tāpai. Kia ora, mate.
Oh, all the ums.